The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 14 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Nicole Krausatello.
And I'm Chris Gatos, and here are your headlines. Concordians celebrate Black History Month. Artists speak out about ICE at the Grammys. And Canada's Olympic team is gearing up.
As we enter February, we also enter Black History Month. Many events are taking place at Concordia University to celebrate the Black community. Elisa Barretis reports.
February has a particular meaning to many people of Black communities. Malcolm David is a Concordia student and a member of La Table Ronde du Mois de l'Histoire des Noirs.
For me, Black History Month is an opportunity to celebrate Afro descendants all around the world. And it's an opportunity to recognize the struggle, but also the freedom that we've been granted. And it's an opportunity to come together and to really recognize the efforts of the Black community to liberate themselves and to be at the forefront of change in our communities.
Concordia says this month is to create a time to reflect on the significant past and present contribution of Black people in Canada with a focus on nurturing future opportunities. Alison Saunders is a digital content strategist at Concordia. She says this is part of a bigger aim for the school.
It's not just their mission throughout Black History Month, but through the Black Perspectives Office, and which is the result of the president's anti-Black racism task force. One of the recommendations was to put together different tools at the university to be able to support Black scholarship and, again, elevate Black voices and the contributions to Blacks within the Concordia communities.
Concordia will be hosting events marking Black History Month throughout February. You can find more information on the website. Elisa Barretis, Concordia News, Montreal.
Bombardier stocks started out down this morning but seem to be slowly going up. Yahoo Finance Canada says the fluctuation is a result of Trump's comments last Thursday, where he threatened to impose 50% tariffs onto aircraft made in Canada.
Last night's Grammy Awards turned into a protest against the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. ICE is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It has taken thousands of people into detention facilities and killed several in the last month. Artists like Bad Bunny, Olivia Dean, and Billie Eilish expressed their anger through the award speeches. In the room, many ICE out pins were visible. A new trend is happening online. As the Olympic teams arrive in Milan for this month's Winter Games, athletes are unboxing their team's uniform on Instagram and TikTok. Athletes from countries around the world are showing how excited they are to discover their team's colors. For most of them, being part of the Olympics is a dream come true. Some videos have more than 1 million views and are still growing.
And regarding the Olympics, there are currently 51 Quebecer athletes in Milan for this year's Winter Games. The opening ceremonies are this Friday. You can expect to see Quebecers competing in alpine skiing, cross-country skiing, figure skating, freestyle skiing, snowboarding, speed skating, and women's hockey. Students at Concordia are having a hard time weighing the hourly inconvenience of the student campus Hive Cafe due to its temporary hours. Reporter Maïssa Ladibi has the story.
Many students in the CJ building are having difficulty finding their usual morning coffees and snacks. The Hive Cafe is operating on temporary hours. That means on Mondays, it only opens at 12:45. It's also closed completely on Wednesdays and Fridays. Sophia Hadara is a fourth-year student in communications. She says she had to find another cafe this morning.
I'm so used to them being open from like 8 to 4, and most of my classes are in the morning. And I do have afternoon classes, but I feel like it just like gets in the way of convenience because there aren't many options around to get like coffee on a run, and I'm mostly in the CJ building. I definitely prefer the Hive better, yeah.
The variation in the hours makes it inconvenient for students who have classes and pushes them to go to the Faro Cafe instead. Laura Marino studies communications.
So I prefer the Faro here because it's better for just like snacks. You can just get like pastries or coffee. And I would go to the Hive for meals, like lunch or dinner, or even groceries.
The Faro Cafe is open Monday to Friday. Maisela Dibi, Concordia News, Montreal.
Let's talk about poutine. Poutine Week started yesterday. More than 700 restaurants across 8 provinces are participating. Jeanne Sesco reports.
Every year, Poutine Week transforms the country into a giant map of flavors. From Montreal to Vancouver, restaurants create unique poutines for customers to vote on. Annick Lavette owns 2 restaurants from the chain Le Central in Montreal. She says they have to adapt to beat the competition.
We do our gravy homemade, so this is the big difference between us and other restaurants. Every year, people are eager to discover what is the new poutine that we decide to put on the menu.
By participating, customers give $1 per meal to Food Banks Canada. One bite at a time, every donation makes a difference.
Last year, we gave out in our restaurant, we gave out like $500 for Food Banks.
One of Clavette's restaurants, Le Gradure, came in 2nd last year for the best poutine. She's hoping to stay in the top 10.
It was a slower start than the other years, but still it's busier than the usual Sunday that we have.
The festival will end this Saturday. Go vote for the best version of poutine. For Concordia News, Jeanne Sesco.
Carlos Alcaraz made history at the Australian Open yesterday, becoming the youngest player to win 4 Grand Slam titles. What is next for him? Will he follow Rafael Nadal's steps? Lucarla Hervé Bazin reports.
Please welcome to Rod Laver Arena, from Spain, Carlos Alcaraz!
In the tennis world, this represents a major milestone. Carlos Alcaraz defeated Novak Djokovic and captured the only Grand Slam final he had never reached before. Arthur Lachaise-Rey is an assistant coach with Concordia's tennis team. He is also a former player. He says Alcaraz gets competition from Jannik Sinner.
If at some point the motivation is lacking or he feels too much pressure, too much not having enough fun on the court, then the motivation will drop and the level will drop. So as long as Sinner is there, he's going to want to improve, keep improving and keep playing his best tennis, be able to win those Grand Slams.
And now what's next for Alcaraz? Last year, Sinner and Alcaraz shared the trophies, 2 each. This year, Alcaraz hopes to take them all. For Concordia News, I'm Lucarla Hervé-Bazin.
Carlos Alcaraz, it's his night for history at the Australian Open.
6-3, 7-5.
The fastest to win the 4 biggest trophies in the sport.
Looking ahead to next week, a sunny and cold week awaits. The lowest temperature will be of minus 23 degrees.
That's your news to 11:45. Thank you for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Nicole Krausatello.
And I'm Chris Gatos.